Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Never knowing I'll be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to rise no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by, and blessings are meant in the wink of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering? Every day I breathe, please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Darling, you still be mine, and you had enough love, oh, 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 for both of us. But I did you wrong. I admit I did, but now I'm facing the rest of my life alone. Whoa, oh, oh, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Whoa, oh, oh, if I could turn
Time, and that song's kind of poignant because it talks about, you know, a couple that is going through some problems and with infidelity and everything, and he knows he did it wrong, but I guess she didn't forgive him because, you know, he wishes that he was with her still. But as we discuss forgiveness, you know, we want to kind of define what forgiveness is. And to me, I think forgiveness is to just forget about whatever happened between you and the other person. Well, not necessarily forget, because sometimes you can't forget totally. But, you know, just to forgive is just to let things go. And, you know, if you're a Christian, we know Jesus forgave many times, and even in the Bible, like Mark 11:25, it says, forgive whatever you have against anyone in order that your Father who is in the heavens may also forgive your trespasses. So, you know, we all know that Jesus was perfect, but, you know, he was there to set an example for us to follow. And, you know, we're striving for perfection, but, of course, we're not perfect, so... You know, we want to keep that in mind, too, but it's hard because when you're in a situation where it's really damaging, the situation between you and the other person damages that relationship, you know, you kind of look at them with the crooked eye and you're like, well, I don't know about this person anymore. But, you know, I have my producer, Cap, here with me. What do you think about that, Cap? Do you think... with something so damaging, you think that you can forgive?
I mean, well, it really depends, man. I think, you know, this is my... Oh, wait, I got to get to know myself. But in any case, I think forgiving is... depends on how you... I don't know, man. I don't really know what the real definition of forgiveness is, or should I say, I don't know if I'm capable of what the true definition of forgiveness is. I think there's different ways to forgive, and you know, I kind of do it the way I feel.
Well, I think the true definition of forgiveness is to let things go and totally forget about it. But we know that we can't always forget, because once we forget, you know, we fall back into the same situation again, and you're like, okay, well, what just happened with this person all over again?
Yeah, but that's the problem, because if you say you forgive, but any sign that it might be returning, you have a memory. It's impossible to forget something that hurts you. You know, like as a baby, maybe you didn't remember getting smacked on the butt here and there. But as an adult, you're going to remember someone hurt you mentally. Even physical hurt can be a mental scar. So the next thing is, when it comes up again, you're going to go back to that first sign of, okay, well, this person cheated on me last time, and it looked like he's talking to so-and-so or she's talking to so-and-so. You start to go back to that time, and then you start to put your guard up. So did you really forgive?
Right, exactly. But also, I wanted to make mention of just the situation at hand, because a lot of people, they get mad at somebody for the smallest thing. And, you know, I think that... You got me with the you know again. But I think that the smallest thing people get angry over, and then they're no longer speaking anymore. And really, it's over something stupid. And how could you not forgive the person?
Yeah, that's females.
Males do it too.
Not as much, man.
Probably not
dudes
as much.
Dudes usually they grab a beer and they forget all about it. I think the only time dudes stay mad at each other long is when a female is involved.
Yeah, I think that's true. But, you know, I think behavior like cheating on someone wouldn't allow me to, you know, trust the spouse anymore. And I would just have to leave the relationship.
So no matter what, that's it.
Yeah.
One and done, as they say.
Yeah, I think one and done. It doesn't mean I don't have the capacity to possibly be friends with the person. But it's just no relationship anymore. So.
Uh-huh. Well, you know. One other thing, I was thinking about Oprah's, I don't know where Oprah got it from, but she had a term for forgiveness that I actually had to follow in the recent past. And it was like forgiveness is understanding that what happened can't be changed. So
okay.
It's a matter of just saying, okay, well, we move on. Like, the particular individual, I mean, I will never have a conversation or a relationship again, but I'm not angry. It was what happened was a sad situation. It was wrong, and it's not something that I can turn back the hands of time on and say, well, let's build a relationship. The relationship is totally done. There's no way to repair it, but I can move on with it. I don't lose sleep at night thinking about it, and I'm not angry about it anymore. I've made peace with it. So for me, that's my version of forgiveness. I don't know, again, that's not what the true state of forgiveness is, because I don't think I'm capable of it, because I will always remember what happened.
I don't think a lot of people do forgive other people. I think they still hold grudges, and grudges can be really detrimental to people, because you feel angry all the time, and it further damages a relationship, especially if you're still talking to the person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really, like you said, you got to let it go and move on.
Yeah. Well, the grudge is more hurtful to the person holding it.
Yeah, it is. But also, I think that people need to talk about what the situation is. If you are able to talk about it, maybe you can get past it. And maybe there could have been a solution, like what you said, Oprah said.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is knowing that the situation couldn't be different or couldn't be changed.
Yep.
But some people that may have done the wrongdoing can realize that the situation may have been changed, and they can apologize for it and say, okay, well, this is not how it should have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. And maybe the person will forgive them. And then, like I said, it depends on the severity of the situation.
Yeah. So, it's like, all right, we'll use my situation. You know my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about it.
Yes.
If you were in my shoes, would you be able to say, even if the person came and said sorry, if they got on their knees and begged sorry, would you be able to build a relationship with that person after that?
Actually, I don't know, because that's really just something that's very personal and very emotional. So I'm not sure how that would go down for me, but how are you feeling about the whole thing? Are you just forgiving, but
well,
you can't forget at all, or are you still holding a grudge?
Well,
how do you feel about
it? No, there's definitely no grudge, and that's the beautiful thing about it. I'm able to move on. I don't sit in the harp and think about it. I don't say, well, if I see this person, I'll be this way or that way. Though, if that comes up, I definitely won't. I don't think I'll be cordial, but I won't be talkative. You know, there's gonna be a time I'll probably end up running into this person again, and it'll probably be a very awkward situation. I have no interest. It's like the person doesn't exist anymore, because it wasn't just one incident. The one incident in particular that you know for sure, that was the biggest, and I think even if that was the only, I would be justified in saying I would never speak to this person again. You know, but I wish I could share it with the listeners, but it's something so horrible, I can't even throw it out there.
Right.
But there were things leading up to it. You know, I knew this individual since I was 10 years old.
Right.
And for a person to be shiesty, backhand, backstabbing for life, basically, you know, I knew this person since I was a kid. And when I dig back in my memory, there was always something foul going on.
Okay.
And I overlooked it. You know, oh, in the name of love, you overlook it. You overlook it, you overlook it, you overlook it. And then when this thing happened, I put it all together and I said, you know what? This is not a person that I should be in contact with.
Right.
You know, so my forgiveness is I didn't say anything. I could have said a lot of hurtful words and I didn't go there. I could have done things, but I'm not that kind of person. But there's other people that would.
Right.
So I think that's forgiveness. It's okay. You live your life, I live mine. We move on.
Right. But then there are sometimes when people do things and, you know, you can understand their position for doing it. So then do you forgive based on why the person did it? But you have to have a conversation with the person to understand where they're coming from, or to say, okay, I forgive you. Because sometimes forgiveness can come in many forms. You can forgive someone and continue to talk to them, not hold a grudge. You can forgive someone, but still have them with a long-handled spoon, you know, hold them at arm's length. You know, there's so many ways to forgive people.
See, to me, that arm's length thing is so uncomfortable, I'd rather not deal with it. Because if you have to hold somebody at a length,
mm-hmm.
that means you're watching yourself or you're watching your back. And I don't want to be around anybody that I feel I have to watch, because if I turn my back, I might have a sharp blade and some warm blood running down my back.
Oh, yeah, but many of us do it, though. You know,
yeah.
You still have people in your life that, you know, have done something, and it might not be so significant. It may be little things, and you're like, okay, well, I think I have to watch my back with this person.
Yeah, but
you forgive them. It's not like you're holding on to anything, but you're not sure you can trust them.
Yeah, but again, if you can't trust the person, then have you really forgiven them? Forgiven, you know, I mean, when you really think of it, have you really forgiven them? You can't trust them? That means there's no forgiveness.
Well, like you said, you have a memory, so it's not like you're holding a grudge where, you know, you're kind of backbiting with each other, but, you know, you're still going to be cordial to the person. However, you know that there's something about that person that's just not right.
Yeah, but is it forgiveness?
Is it forgiveness?
That's where the water gets murky. Is
that's
it forgiveness?
True.
If you say to a person, okay, I forgive you, but I don't trust you, then have you forgiven them? Because if you forgave them, then you're starting from scratch as far as I see it. You know what I'm saying? As far as I see it, that's starting from scratch. And if you can't do that, then you, I don't think you really forgave. Like, for me, and that's why I say I don't know if what I'm doing is considered forgiveness. I just know that I'm not hurting myself by not dealing with this individual. I'm helping myself because this individual, I don't know if this individual has the capability to change. Now, people can change, but it is not up to me to find out. And it's a situation where I can easily move from it and be okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not blood. It's not a blood relative. So it's a little different. There's a connection, yeah, and, you know, since I was 10 years old.
Well, you know, you have to have the crooked eye for blood relatives sometimes, too. So it really doesn't matter, you know, what the status of the relationship is. You know, sometimes you just have to kind of watch your back. But you can forgive someone
at the same time. Before we risk not being forgiven, let's give the station ID. Listening to Hot Talk with Mimi on B-Stew Radio, Blog Talk Radio /B-Stew Radio, B-StewRadio.com, Twitter/B-StewRadio, Facebook/B-StewRadio. You can join in on the conversation on Facebook. We'll be dipping in and out of Facebook. You can call if you want, 914-338-1685.
Yes.
And tell us what you think about forgiveness.
Yes, we are everywhere. So let's get into another song. This is Ruben Studdard, Sorry.
Okay, you're not going to forgive me for this. I hate this song.
I missed a shot, it's like I dropped the ball.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like I'm on stage and I forgot the words.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like building a new house with no roof and no door.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like trying to propose and I ain't got the ring.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry.
But girl, I've apologized a million times before.
I've apologized a million times.
So here it comes again for all the wrong I've done.
Girl, get ready, babe.
Here's 1,000,001. Girl, this is my story for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess up no more this year. I'ma take this one chance and make it real clear. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, sorry, in case I don't tell you. Tell you December, I'm sorry. It's like staying out all night and way too much to drink.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like you change your hair and I don't say a thing.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like we're falling fast asleep with no kiss and before we hit.
Damn, I'm sorry.
And it's like I forgot your gift on 02-14-03.
Damn, I'm so sorry.
But girl, I've apologized a million times before. So here it comes again for all the wrong I've done. Here's 1,000,001. Sorry for 2004. I ain't gonna mess up no more. Oh, this year I'ma take my time. I'ma make it clear to you. Oh.
I'm so sorry, baby.
you're not right. That was Ruben Studdard, Sorry. And we're back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Ruben. Now, that song is actually, I like it. I can't fight. I do like the song.
Yeah, Ruben got something there. But, you know, where's he been?
Losing weight.
Yeah, we could forgive him for that.
Yeah.
But we're back, and we were discussing forgiveness and how to forgive and what constitutes forgiveness, I guess, is to really move on and let things go and forget about what happened.
Yeah, well, again, I applaud anybody that can do it because I can't. I can't. I mean, like I said, I won't hold a grudge. But my thing is, if you did something, if it's that bad, I just rather not deal with you anymore. If it's something minor, that's different. But it depends on what it is. Like you said, that's like, okay, when if a person cheats, that's one and done. Because that's something that's too hard to repair. Because that'll always be in your mind. Like, okay, this person did make an old face with somebody else. You get mad. You might not even get mad that it's being done, but you're mad that because of the old face in particular, it makes you upset. So you can't go back, you know. Every time a person go out to get bread or gum or crackers, they go out to get that and they come back, you're like, well, what happened on the way there? Who did you get with?
Oh, boy, Kath, are you rehashing?
You can't build a roof like that.
Are you rehashing your past experiences?
No. I don't think, I can't say I wasn't cheating on. No one can say that. But I never caught anybody cheating. I got caught.
So how do you know you were cheated on if you never caught anyone?
No, I didn't say that it happened. I said I don't know that it happened.
Oh, okay.
Because I've never.
So would you have forgiven the person if they did? If you did ever catch them?
Well, which version of Kappa are we talking about? Are we talking about teenage Kappa? Are we talking about...
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Kappa? No, there's different Kappas. There's different Kappas.
Would you forgive someone now if they cheated on you?
Would I forgive?
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that I forgave that I discussed earlier. It's like, okay, well, you know, for the most... This is how I feel right now. I'd be like, okay, you did that. Handshake. Go your way. That's it.
I agree.
You know? But the old Kappa? Old Kappa, because old Kappa suspected girls are cheating on old Kappa. Old Kappa said, okay, well, you going to do you. I'm going to do me. And we meet somewhere in the middle.
And
that worked for me. And that's what I did. You know?
I think that's even worse.
But I got to tell you this, though.
That's another story.
I got to tell you this. This is a subject. The time is just about over. I had a story, but I don't think I can do it.
Maybe we'll save it for next time.
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, y'all. I hear that K. Nicole is going to be jumping in.
She'll be in a little later, brother. It's your man, Big Stu. I'm in the building today right
what
now.
What up, Stu?
How's everybody out there in the real land of forgiveness?
Hey, look, man.
Yes?
Since we decided to do this remote today, there's a weird delay going on, man. Are you hearing me in real time or what?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. No, because it's weird. Like, I got to listen to you. I can't listen to you through the same monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting a long delay.
Oh, okay.
So we got to figure that out. This, you know, we don't have a remote system going on yet. But I'm like taking over Mimi's show. But, you know, hey, I'll let her close. Hold up. We doing this like, this is like the 70s setup right now. Hold up.
Do I need to close that? I thought we gave our final thoughts about forgiveness.
You still got 10 seconds left to say this is Hot Talk with Mimi.
This is Hot Talk with Mimi.
On Beef Stew Radio.
On Beef Stew Radio.
.com.
.com.
Peace.
peace be
unto you. Peace to
the radio. You're supposed to say that.
So we're talking about forgiveness, huh?
Yeah.
Well, can I say something on that?
Yeah, go on, brother.
Well, I mean, I agree with both y'all in a sense. I agree, you know, with you, Cap, like sometimes it all depends on the situation, you know. If it's an ongoing situation, man, it's hard to forgive that person, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a situation that it just happened, now when it comes to cheating, it's best to just, all right, you can forgive but depart your ways because, you know, you're going to always be, it's going to just be a piece of drama. It's going to be hurtful in a relationship, you know what I mean? You're never going to forget it. You're never going to get over it. And you're punishing the person by even acting like you're forgetting it, because you're going to punish them every time something go wrong. You know, every time something go down, you're going to punish that person, even if they didn't do nothing.
Yeah, any little look looks like it's a look of, you know, this chick is checking me out, and you got to answer for that. So you're right.
You're right. That is both torture.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, when you be with the girl or the girl be with the guy, and next thing you know, it's like, you know, it's like, damn, you know, what could I do, you know? And I'm telling you, man, I've seen it many times.
Yeah,
you try to forgive that person and you can't. You know, every time you have an argument, you see them walking down the street and, you know, you be like, oh, man, what you was looking at him? Well, you was looking at her, and if they ain't do nothing, that's torturing them, you know, because you're supposed to forgive them. Like, once you tell a person you forgive them, you're going to move on, and you go in a relationship, or if it's a relationship thing, then even though it's hard to, but you got to abide by that. But it's hard to, because when you don't abide by it, the next thing you come in, now you're torturing that person, because say if they really in that relationship trying to make it work. Now, if it's a backstabbing friend will always be a backstabbing friend. You know?
Yeah. What did they say? A leopard can't change the spots?
Yeah, they will always be a backstabbing friend. There's nothing you're going to change about that.
But is a person who backstabs you really a friend? Like, that's the question that I've always been thinking
about.
Because for me, like I said, throughout my lifetime, people that have appeared to be that way, I never really gave it a chance to find out if the person would be any different. I just kind of moved on from the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a situation with a friend where it took years. Like, the slate had to be clean. It took, like, 10 years before we could, like, just chill and talk.
Well, you know,
it's not like we ended on some old, you know, F you. It's just that I created distance when I realized that this person wasn't really acting like a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the truth, too, and that's what ends up happening anyway. It ends up happening anyway like that, and even if both of you guys don't try it, you just get tired of being around each other. But, you know, the only thing you do think about sometimes is that before this situation happened, you and a person did have good times, you and a person did have friendship times, you know what I'm saying? So, in the case, what you're saying, it's better to just remember those times you had and then back away, you know what I mean? And say, you know what, I'm going to keep it, because one thing you don't want to do is, you know, things can make friends break up or whatever, but you don't ever want to see something happen to that friend, like a person pass away that you wish you told you something. You know what I'm saying? It'd be your friend, you'd be like, damn, you know, we's arguing over this BS, and I wish I told you something before you passed away. But at the same time, sometimes, while y'all alive, when you're bumping heads, it's good to be distant friends and see each other whatever, you know, not really call each other that much, you know, just see each other and check out how you're doing. And that's forgiveness, you know? And you see, you know, believe it or not, just not hanging together no more and not being that condition. If y'all be together every day, the animosity is still there on somebody's behalf, you know? One way or the other. That's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
The person that got something done to, they might still be mad because they're like, yo, you know, you did me dirty, man. And they're going to always hold that in their heart. Or the person that did the dirt may be keeping on to something that made them do the dirt in their heart.
No doubt.
So, you know, it's best to be like, you know what, I'm gonna split off, man, you know. Like you said, shake hands, you go your way, I go my way. But don't give up on a friendship, or don't never say the person's not your friend. You know, just say, you know, you can't never say they're not your friend. Just that different people, Cap, got different personalities, and different people hunger to do things is different. You know, everybody ain't, you know, everybody ain't, don't have, everybody morals ain't the same, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everybody morals ain't the same. Don't mean he wasn't your friend, because you always got to look back and say, well, when we was 10, we did this together, we did that together. You did have some fun times together, but it just seemed, it's always something, like you said, if it's either a girl, or it's either some business, or it's either, you know what I'm saying, some money. And those are the things that will break up friends for forgiveness. But in relationships, it's usually cheating. You know what I'm saying? The person cheating on each other. And, you know, and it depends on, you know, it depends. Or if a baby was born and the baby turned out not to be the other person, can you forgive me for having somebody else's baby? I mean, you see that on Murray Purvis every day. Huh? Every day you see that.
They run to the back, man.
I told you the other day I seen the mother run to the back. It was crazy, man. The mother beat the daughter to the back. Cause the mother.
Now I'm sorry, but yo, if somebody told me the baby was mine and it ain't, you ain't getting forgiven, man. That's it.
Some people
get trapped in child support. They're
yeah.
The order anyway because they signed the papers. They signed the birth certificate.
Yeah.
And I seen that, I forget the judge show, but the dude was blatantly lied to. The woman knew it wasn't his. She admitted to it, and he still couldn't reverse the paperwork. They were like, yo, you got to pay anyway. He's like, but I have my own case. He's like, don't matter. You sign. That's one part of the law that I hate, but you have to pay.
And the thing is, man, this dude that took care of kids for 15, 16 years of their lives and found out the kid wasn't theirs. And, you know, that's an emotional challenge. It's hard to forgive over that because, for one, it's not the kid's fault. You even though you want to be mad, but, oh, I'm not going to tell you, you done took care of the kid for 15 years. You done loved the kid for 15 years. And usually you always see the guy say, I don't care what nobody said. That's still my daughter. But for the woman, he'll never forgive her. He'll never trust her. The relationship is completely over in that one. Even if
you
guys still live in the same house, he ain't going to be the same dude to you at all. At all. Behind, you know, you're not going to be the same woman to him. You done made him take care of another man's baby. It could be somebody's baby that he's looking in the front of every day, you know? Another man's baby that he's looking at.
Well, a weed man. There's no milkman.
All right, no milkman. All right,
the weed man's baby.
Could be the weed man's baby that walk right by him every day, or it could
might
be
might even
the bathroom
from him a few times.
Exactly. So you know, it's what it is. But you know, that's what I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit quiet. I'm listening to you guys dish on forgiveness, but I think the baby thing is true. If the baby is not yours, I don't think you should be forgiving anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's sheer deceit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. It
come out.
Painful deceit.
I remember I saw that happen before, but I don't know if the woman got caught because this was years ago. I was told the story about how a woman had a husband and she had two children. Come to find out, the children were fathered by two brothers. And, you know, these were light-skinned guys, light eyes. So the kids came out with light eyes and everything. So the guy is thinking, oh, well, maybe somewhere down the line on one of our sides that the kids, you know, will come out with these features. And the kids look alike. So maybe he's thinking, okay, well, they got to be mine because it's two kids now and they both look alike. But lo and behold, those are not his kids. I don't know if he ever found out, but that's crazy.
So the brother got with his lady and didn't tell him. Ain't that something?
Well,
that's
where the crime is.
She had a husband, but she was dealing with two brothers.
Oh, and they all was light-skinned, all three dudes.
No, just she had a husband. He's no relation to
the brothers.
The two brothers.
So
she was having an affair, with two brothers.
And then they're not sure which one is this.
Exactly.
But they knew that they were both getting at her.
Right.
Well, you know they were talking about it.
Soup kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Disgusting.
I mean, why would you go on the show with that? I mean, I just think you should go on the show if you really know that your stuff is worth being forgiven for. You should go on the show if you really know. You know, you shouldn't go on the show if it's 20.5 dudes and you don't know, you know? That's dumb to do, you know?
But
rolling the dice
helps them find a father. There's so many different people out there that they possibly slept with that they can't afford all those paternity tests.
But then that 1 month to get pregnant, though, you know, this is how you got to be thinking, because it got to start from a month to equal 9 months, right? You know, start from the beginning. That's how many, like the girl who slept with 16 different guys. She slept with 16 different guys that 1 month.
Probably that 1 week.
That 1 week. That's like crazy right there.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, man. Probably when she pulled her pants off, it probably sounded like a balloon emptying when you unhook it.
Oh, no.
You probably rub her finger and she pull her pants down. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? 16 guys in 1 week. What could you do?
Like a very hookerish behavior.
A baggy balloon, man.
Yeah. You stupid.
So I guess like the case with Anna Christina. You seen that on the news?
Oh my God, Bobby Christina.
No, Anna Christina, chick that has the brothel in Manhattan.
No, she's a pimp.
Yeah, she's a pimp.
I thought you were talking about Bobby Christina and the adopted brother.
Oh Lord, that's another story.
Now, do you think there's going to be some forgiveness from Sissy Houston and them?
You know, I don't know, because, you know, earlier I was talking about how the Bible says that you're supposed to forgive, and you want to be forgiven, but you have to forgive for God to forgive you of your trespasses.
Mm-hmm.
So, being that these people are Christians, I would think that they would want to be forgiving. And I understand that this is their family member that died, but it's getting a little bit ridiculous now, because Bobby Brown is moving on. He's trying to turn his life around. You know, he's not on drugs anymore. But Bobby Christina, she's an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be forgiving to set an example for her.
They're adopted son. Now you think? Now I don't think they're gonna forgive him because she got $20 million. Kay Nicole was in the building too. I just want to let y'all know.
You guys' mics are too close.
Hey, Mimi, how are you?
Kay Nicole in the building.
Hey, Mimi, good show.
Yeah, I'm fixing my mic while she's in the building right now because the plug came out. Cap.
Sometimes modern technology works against you.
Yeah, man. But the thing I'm trying to say is that he got adopted. You know, she got $20 million. I don't know if they're going to forgive him, because that seems kind of fishy right there.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think she actually adopted him. She used to call him her adopted son, but I don't think she officially did it.
Oh, okay. They said him and her and Bobby adopted him, but, you know, Bobby doesn't mess with him too much.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually her real adopted son. She said it was, but not legally.
Yeah, so that means he's been freeloading for a while.
Yeah. You know, what's going on?
You think they just...
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kenneth.
No, you think they've probably been messing around for a long time. I guess since her mother just passed, now it's something to talk about.
Right.
Yeah, well, I tell you, when I was a kid, there was a lot of girls that were like, I wish my mom would have died. Because I'm telling you, I wouldn't have been treating them like no sister. Maybe to the outside, but behind closed doors, it was something different. You know what we call that?
What's that?
I can't even say it that way.
Why?
I'm going to say it.
Yeah, everything else.
Raising pussy.
All of a sudden you got morals on what you want to say. You say everything else.
But not with the actual words.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't think they're going to forgive. That's one thing. Matter of fact, let's think of some things that people should get forgiven for. All right, Michael Jackson, doctor. Do you think the family ever give him forgiveness?
I don't think he did it on purpose. I think he was opportunist that screwed up.
Yeah.
Good doctor.
Right, but at the same time, I'm sorry, K. Nicole.
No, go ahead.
I think at the same time, he was a doctor, and there are certain guidelines as a doctor you have to follow, and that does not mean you be overzealous based on money and you're playing with somebody's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he was supposed to tell Michael Jackson, no, you can't get another shot. You know, that's your right. As a doctor, you're supposed to tell somebody that they're going over.
But the whole twist to it, DJ Big Blue, that he's not even a licensed anesthesiologist. He just had the medication. He wasn't supposed to be doing that type of practice at all, period.
Yeah, I didn't know
like
that.
That's what his downfall is. That he didn't. It's not only that he's just a doctor. Like he didn't even have the. He wasn't even supposed to be doing what he was supposed to be doing, as far as having that medication. And then he done told Michael Jackson how to administer. You know, that's crazy.
So I doubt it's forgiveness there.
He didn't do it purposely, and I guess he was. You know, he made a lot of money.
What about Kobe Bryant? You know, he's divorced, but do you think this? I'm just going through different people that's been in celebrities that have been in stuff. I just want to ask everybody is there for forgiveness. You
come
think
on.
Is he divorced? I thought they got back together recently.
Nah, they divorced now.
Yeah, they recently put that out.
Now you think that $75 million she got made her forgive him?
Yeah, they said she got half of his net worth. $75 million.
Yeah, it's the Black Mamba. You forget the Black Mamba.
I mean,
Black Mamba.
Let me tell you something. See, that's the thing that be happening. When these superstars wind up getting up there in life, they wind up choosing the highest woman, the best woman, or whatever. The trophy woman. And look, she be waiting for you to mess up. Just so she can get half.
I mean, the thing that blew him up was actually the ugly girl in, where was it, Ohio? She wasn't a trophy girl. You know, she just, she the one who blew him up.
See what happened?
Yeah, but he didn't want to spend no more time with her because she wasn't a trophy. So she actually what blew him up. Now, Tiger Woods, is he getting forgiveness?
You know, it's messed up with Tiger Woods.
No, Tiger Woods don't get no forgiveness. Tiger Woods was just stupid. Like, I don't even know what Tiger Woods was doing.
You feel the same,
how is he different from Mamba?
Huh?
How is he different from the Mamba?
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just was out of control, though. You know, at least Kobe and them tried to do it on the down low. I mean, he popped out, but Tiger Woods is just out of control. He just was humping everybody. I mean, out of control, happy humping.
Yeah, but see, you got to think about it. He was that nerd. No chick wanted. Then he got a bunch of money. He couldn't help himself.
I was saying he got out of control.
And let me tell you, you could tell by the chicks he chose that he still wasn't sure of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. O.J. Simpson, is he getting forgiven?
O.J. didn't do it.
O.J. will never be forgiven.
Now should O.J. forgive Nicole Simpson, you know, I mean, you know, and you know, I mean, whatever, the Denise, whatever, then Nicole Brown, excuse me.
She didn't do nothing to him.
Nah, but you know, he said she was cheating, riding around, and that's just what.
She's
with the waiter. You know.
They were divorced for a while, so I think he should have moved on.
Yeah, they were divorced.
There was really nothing between them, nothing to forgive. They were friends, so...
He was driving my Bentley. That's how O.J., like Chris Rock said, driving around in my Bentley.
Well, this is what happened. You see what I'm saying? That she got half, too. That's
right.
The life they picked.
The only reason why I think O.J. did it, Cap, because they had an Akita dog. A cheetah dog is a man-stopper. And I'm pretty sure that O.J. dog had obedience training. You know what I'm saying? So... I don't see no strange dude. One of those two dudes would have left out of there bleeding.
Yeah, I guess it's true, because when they put the dog on the stand. No, serious. No, listen. Listen, listen. When they put the dog on the stand, he was trying to say it. He's like, oh, 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 oh. But he couldn't get the Jay Simpson out. Oh, who did it? Oh, oh, oh.
He is crazy. But I'm just telling the truth, you know, as a person that you know, I'm a like a dog expert, and I know that a cheetah, a well-trained cheetah, is a man-stopper. So that them two people should have had a problem. That should have automatically been a problem, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just amazing, period. If he did it, if he did, that's just, wow, he pulled it off.
Yeah. I'm not sure, really, if he did it or not. I don't know.
So Mr. Adolf Ambrose,
he did it himself.
The man who brought America, who took everybody money and ran away. What's his
Madoff?
Name?
Madoff.
Oh, hell no.
Did he get forgiven?
I'm not, you know what, how could you, everybody, come on, the people were stupid too, to the cause. Like, they were greedy, and that's what happened.
Right.
They were super greedy, so he took advantage of it.
All right, we're gonna get to one person, and I think we're going to talk on this person for a long time. George Bush.
Which one?
The dumb one.
Oh, okay.
That's how they call him now. They say, when they say it was one, they always say the son. They'd be like the dumb one.
Okay, George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And the W stands for
George, what the hell, Bush?
What the hell?
We're dumb.
We're dumb.
Well,
you know, you ever see that the movie with him? They treated him dumb in the movie too. I was like,
yeah, they did.
He was a dummy, man. They, you know, he got drunk, sniffing coke. I don't know. He was our president.
Yeah, that's amazing how he even became the president, the way the movie predicted him.
Well, his father set that up.
His
father still got the CIA intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me ask you, should we forgive George Bush for what we in right now?
Hell no.
Yeah, but you got to look at the government at large, because he's too dumb to pull that off. Someone was pulling the strings.
Yeah,
that's why, but he didn't have no nothing. He just let it go down. You see how he left? George Bush left with money.
Yeah, now let me tell you something. Dean Garner, I interviewed. Who owns your gold? Remember that interview, y'all?
Oh, yeah.
That guy said a lot of stuff that make you, you know, when you said the control and George Bush was controlled, he was too dumb. Remember, he said there was some powers that may be that, you know, that's up in the Vatican, you know, up in the churches.
Yeah. You know what's under them long hats?
What's that?
Hmm?
What's under them long hats?
Paperwork, man. They got some paperwork.
Oh, man.
Or
crazy.
Small children. Whoa, my bad.
Small little boys.
Oh,
I shouldn't have said that. I take that back.
But it happens in the church. It happens. That's another one. Should we forgive? And this is deep. Because they've been forgiven by certain people. Should we forgive every pastor or somebody that did something to the kids in the church?
Nope.
No? Nah.
I don't know.
I know. I can say it. Because that kid's life is changed and messed up forever.
Of course.
You can't take that back. So there's no forgiveness there.
But the pastor, somebody changed his life forever.
Okay. You're well.
And that happens to people who are not pastors.
Yeah.
Still can't forgive.
But it's a little different when you're supposed to be, you know, help guiding us, and we're supposed to be, you know, helping us cleanse our sins, and then you're sinning on us.
Exactly.
And I don't know. I don't really see it now it's been coming out in the Baptist churches now. It's been a few. But the Catholic Church is really heavy with it.
But still, do you go into being a pastor or a priest and you know this happened to you just to go back to doing the same thing to other kids? Like, no, they shouldn't be.
Well, a lot of those people are confused. I think they feel like they found religion and that can help them. But in all actuality, they need professional help, too. So I guess they don't get that type of help, and then that's when they do things to little boys.
Now let's go to the people that ain't a pastor, the dude who got caught molesting a child in the neighborhood, and now he's out, he served his time, and now he's trying to make a new life, but they put that law on him, and his face is shown on computer, and everybody in his neighborhood is very nervous. Should he be forgiven?
No.
No.
I'm not forgiving nobody.
It's safer.
I mean, I wouldn't forgive them either, but that's now, they forgive the pastor, though. That's the thing I'm going to try to say, though. The pastor or the rabbi, they've been forgiven for their sins.
I really think it's worse. I think it's worse when, because they hid so long. You know how many kids was affected or whoever? So, a pastor's even worse because you do have the judgment going on between, right and good. Like, you're having that struggle as a pastor,
Yeah, but we have to remember that the pastor's not perfect either.
Of course.
Let me lay my hand on your filthy bosom.
But,
should we cleanse your filthy...
Should black America forgive Reverend Ike, Cap?
What did Reverend Ike do? I can't even remember.
He sold a $99 cloth and said it would heal you. To all the old black Southern ladies and a few in New York City, including my grandmother, that cloth. And my grandmother, every time I got in trouble, she put that cloth on me and never healed me for $99. She ended up getting a switch later. That's why I didn't believe in the cloth. Because I was like, well, get the cloth. Use the cloth. The cloth supposed to help me. The switch ended up coming out, so I ain't believing the cloth. The cloth never saved me, never helped me, never changed me. I just got the switch.
Speaking of that, they got these commercials now where, you're supposed to get some kind of healing coins or magic coins. Not magic. There's something with religion. There's some coins that you buy and you get healed from it or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always something going on.
Yeah, and they get the little water, drop it on you, and you're supposed to get your money.
That's what it is, the water.
Yeah. The water, they drop it on you, it's supposed to bring you a whole bunch of money. They had to, and see, what they do, yo? They go get a Jamaican lady, right? Because they make you believe it. She come on, man. I couldn't pay my bills, man. I couldn't pay my rent, man. And everything I prayed to the Lord, man, I paid for the water water on the cloth, and now I got a check in the mail for $10,000, man. $10,000, and I be getting checked every week now, man. I'm like, oh, my God.
You know what I would do?
What?
I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to buy that water, and I'm going to go to the BMW dealership, and I'm sprinkle some water on the counter, and I'm gonna walk out with a brand new BM.
Well, let's see.
You have to believe.
It's the water.
The water.
The water.
Sell some of that. We could sell some money water outside.
Okay. Let me ask who we should forgive. Did the fellas forgive Monica Lewinsky?
No.
Should the women forgive?
We should hang Monica Lewinsky like a witch. Like they did on Halloween and the witches in 1800s.
No, exactly.
Huh? She took Clinton was cool. You can't deny that. Clinton was cool. The only thing he did wrong in his time is got some head. Yo, and I don't think that was that bad, man.
That ain't have nothing to do with his job.
Yeah, he ain't sent us to look for mass weapons of destruction we couldn't find or nothing,
Yeah, maybe if Bush got some, man, he would have never did any of that stuff.
Yeah, man, we ain't go into Bush probably was sniffing coke like crazy. We don't know what Bush was sniffing up in there.
They said Bush would have gallons of Hennessy and all types
Look, man, Bush, Cheney, all of them own some oil companies, and the price of gas is raised up right now. So, and they all retired. Cheney done shot a nigga and got over. You know they crooked. He shot. They probably was meant to kill homeboy for real.
Yeah.
He was talking too much. You ain't never heard nothing about homeboy again after that. Like, did he recover or nothing?
I wonder, how did he trick him? Like, what? There's a duck, like, way over there. Go get him.
You couldn't see that big orange coat he had on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Duck season. Rabbit season.
The Bush administration was crazy, man. We would have to forgive them for a lot. No, should we give the Republicans, period?
No.
We don't have to forgive them. They're killing themselves, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should we forgive them for what they're trying to do to women?
No, that's crazy.
What are they trying to do to women?
Oh, man, they're trying to control women's rights, man, to have babies. They're trying to make you take that... What's that screening test? The
sonogram,
and then you know
they
want to
know.
They want to know everything. They want to have a key to the Putanani, man. The government now, you know.
Yeah, they want
to. You got to get permission to have a baby, damn man. You know.
Like China.
You ain't been hearing that's been going on, Cap?
No, man.
Ever since Rush Limbaugh, I call him Limbaugh. That's what I call. I want to make sure. Ever since Rush Limbaugh opened his mouth. All the Republicans that backed all that that whole situation with him against the beautiful women of America,
he's
going down. America's protesting them.
Oh yeah.
Women, you know, you don't never. Let me tell you something. You don't never fight a gang of women. You're not gonna win.
You're right about that.
The women can break us men down. You're gonna have all right. Say if you got 300 men. Against 300 women, right? And it's a war, women against men. 150 men going to fall to the substance of the Punani and sell out on us, right?
Good. Yep.
Set us up. Some might even take up for the women, the big, strong bully guys, right? Want to show their muscles. Now we're dealing with 150 against 450. Then we got to always worry about the weakness of more men trading. Unless now men, and if we had to be in a world like that designed against each other, men, we can't be together, all of us just together, because it becomes jail. You know? So it'll be either men on men action, or men on men fighting, or men on men eating, and if it gets to the point that we can't eat, then it's going to be, you know, the weakest man going to get eaten.
You know?
Now, on the other hand, they done got 150 more men to 300 women. That makes it two women to each man. They having babies over there. They building a population over there. And they eating over there. So you never go into war against women, especially when they ready to march, you know. I learned that a long time ago, man.
But you could put like a DSW store. And plant it with explosives. And all women go in
there
and shoot
and
blow it up.
Yeah. We've captured most of casualties with 9 West and, you know.
Listen, y'all don't kill the men that we have over there, but you know you're not going to kill all the women. Come on.
Yeah. We'll save the freaks.
That's all right. We'll
let the freaks live, you know. I'll tell you.
Yeah. How did you pull us into overtime, man? You owe us some money, man.
I don't know, man. You know, it's just the way it works. Forgiveness is a crazy topic, man. People don't just forgive people no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a rare thing.
But in hip hop, it do, because the Lox forgave Puffy.
Because he let them go.
Yeah, they got what they wanted.
The East Coast forgave the West Coast, and the West Coast forgave the East Coast. Unfortunately, I have to do death, but that's what happened. Obviously, Chris Brown forgave Rihanna. Rihanna forgave Chris Brown.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z ain't forgive either one of them. What y'all think about that one, man? He's not forgiving Chris Brown, and he's trying to find another Rihanna, name almost similar to Rihanna.
And told her she can't see the baby. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah?
Really?
So you can't see Blue Ivy now?
No, that's because she's his mistress.
Wow.
You know.
Wow, that's
why would you be that upset? Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's deep.
You like over upset. You don't even want to speak to her no more. You want to put off the label. What kind of...
I told you not to see that gold haired dancing freak.
That's why she's going crazy.
And the thing about Kanye mad too, but we know Kanye crazy. He probably don't even know what he mad at. Jigga mad, so I'm mad too. That's my man. He mad, so I'm mad too. I don't know. We figure it out. Should we forgive Lil Wayne for kissing baby in the mouth?
No.
Oh, boy.
That's
no.
That's between them.
Huh?
That's between them.
There's a lot of forgiving already then. You know?
They forgave each other.
I don't know. Should we I don't know. Should we forgive women for calling Rick Ross sexy?
No.
Well, who calls him sexy?
There's some women out
there. People that like Ross.
Let's talk about Rick Ross.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about find him sexy till you lay on your ass and sweat
I didn't
on you.
Say he was.
Somebody had sex with him.
He's trying.
That's too much work. That's too much work right there.
He can't breathe and he's having rough. You know, I got a Maybach, baby. Go get my ass and put back my Maybach.
Who said that?
Oh. He's choking on a donut. That's what I think. They just left it in the song. Leave it in the song.
Then he's hairy. They're gonna sweat on you.
Yeah, I don't care. All guys with beards like that, it smell like something.
They're gonna sweat. He's gonna sweat all on you. They might roll off the bed. Get back up on the bed.
I'm sorry, baby. I thought I was dreaming about a donut.
Then he gonna get up and walk to the bathroom butt naked on you. Without the jury. Chick gonna be like, what I'm doing here?
You realize all that money.
Yeah. That's like Precious, Cap.
That's a brother.
Yeah, that's Precious. Should we forgive everybody that said Precious is sexy? They just, you know, that's what that's the wrong with acting now. You do a good role and all of a sudden you're a sex symbol.
Listen, her money.
Well, you know.
But she has a very cute face.
And I'm
lying.
That interview,
lying. That's
how
you tell. That's like 1,200 pounds. I don't know. So cute.
No, but she got a cute face.
Nah, she do. She looked nice in that movie with Eddie Murphy.
That shit scared me.
She was doing it too, man. She got them away. She was.
I was thinking. I don't know, man. She just reminded me of the she-males on Park Avenue on 128th Street.
Oh.
Under the Amtrak train, you know what I'm saying? That's what she just reminded me of. I mean, I love her as an actress. You know, I'm big, too. I just snap and joke. But as an actress, I love her. You know, really, she did a great role. But I don't find her sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you judging her from the movie Precious. You got to see her when she's on the red carpet and in that other movie.
Yeah. It ain't going to change. The red carpet. First of all, man, what she had on was a red carpet. She had a red carpet on, and then they got to nail extra wood into them heel shoes for her.
Titanium base.
The little fat feet sticking out. Every girl can't let their feet stick out. The little fat feet sticking out. She can't walk.
Everybody like a loaf of bread.
Yep. She's walking like, hi. She got all the makeup on her, the eyes is looking like scaring the shit out of everybody that she's walking by. A black version of Marilyn Manson, you know, like just walking through the spot. Tell me she going to a place in the hood, like they be like, who the hell, what you want?
Listen, Elias,
she pull up at Perks or something? Now, if they know she's precious, huh?
You know the big girl chasers are out there.
But they be calling her precious. Nobody will call her by her real name.
Yeah, she's gonna
you go to the door, they like, your precious in the building. So nobody know her name right here. What's her name, Cap?
Precious.
Gabourey Cinnabay.
Oh, Gabourey Cinnamon Bun.
Cinnabay, that's what I'm saying. She got a mix of cinnamon in her name. Ain't that a damn thing? I don't know. Should we forgive Halle Berry for treating all the men bad?
No.
I don't think Halle Berry treated them bad.
She got slapped in the ear before, so.
What did that happen?
Understand. I heard she got karate chopped in the ear.
Yeah, Blade beat her up.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Wesley?
Yeah,
allegedly he popped upside the ear with a karate chop.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't allegedly.
He should be coming home soon, right? No.
She's 80% deaf in her left ear.
He said, Hallie, look at your fucking black ass.
Yeah, right, you're right.
It would be messed up if Wesley's listening to us right now in the Bing, right?
Shout out to Wesley.
Wesley, you know, how do you go from being the man, actor, to getting locked up for 3 years? Tax evasion.
Then the IRS walked up to him and said, sit your $5 ass down before
I bet he could be tough in jail, too. You know why? I'm Nino Brown. He probably acting like Nino, the Sugar Hill dude, all in one in jail.
And Blade. Stayed
at night.
Got his fangs in his pocket.
Should we forgive everybody that's in jail, man? I mean, the superstars that's in jail, except for OJ.
No.
Paris Hilton needs to stay her ass.
You mean Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan.
Stay out of trouble.
Okay, Lohan.
I don't know why. They go to jail more. They got more track sheets than black people, and they still ain't do no time.
Man. Exactly.
Lindsay Lohan got a crazy rap sheet.
You know,
they rap sheet and it don't add up to a week in jail.
Exactly. It's always rehab. When they gonna learn that Lindsay don't need rehab, she needs some bars.
Yep. They said the jail is overcrowded.
Listen.
Should we forgive Alicia Keys for doing that to Rashonda?
No.
Hell no.
Should we forgive Swiss Beat?
Hell no.
What do you think, Cap?
We
don't know what was going on at home.
Mashonda? Mashonda's pretty.
She's so pretty? Okay, well then nah, I don't forgive.
That's mean.
That's mean?
you can't help who you fall in love with, but you know, they should have been more courteous of Mashonda feelings and maybe Tola, at least. They said Mashonda would tell Alicia Keys, I think he's cheating on me. And she would say, don't worry about it. He's just working hard. So all that time she was cheating, it's not forgivable.
Should we forgive Eddie Murphy and everything that he's been doing lately behind the scenes?
What has he been doing behind the scenes?
Listen, I just found some new news. They said Eddie and action go together.
Well, we can forgive him for that. He go out with Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
He goes out with Toni Braxton?
Yeah, that's what it's saying. But they said that, what's her name is upset? Johnny Gill.
That's his man.
You didn't know that. I love you. I don't know, Johnny Gill. I don't know, man. Johnny Gill just sometimes that he's oversing sometimes. Should we forgive him for that shit?
Yeah, we can let Johnny be him.
And sometimes the song don't need all that, though. It'd be like just chilling.
I know.
But Johnny, he be getting wild. His eyes open. He start running on stage, and he got that deep voice. You know, Johnny? Yeah. They let him on the stage one time, right? I think it was somebody's funeral. I forget who it was. And everybody was singing. And this dude had this doggone. He reminded me of the Wayne sister when she was doing her little skit and she just kept singing it and they would never end. No, 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 no. I was like, oh my goodness, man. I don't know, man.
I don't know old schools do it. Patti LaBelle do it.
I think it took Johnny a long time to really get on, and when he got on, he just felt he was the next Luther Vandross, you know what I'm saying? He was up there for a second, but yeah. Should we forgive Kurt Franklin for looking at porno?
No, we shouldn't forgive Kurt Franklin for the way he dressed. Come on.
We should forgive Kurt Franklin for just ad-libbing and making millions.
He's the gospel puppy.
He's a gospel hype man.
He's the hype man of the century.
He's the craziest looking gospel.
Yo, can he sing? Do he writes music though?
No, he just.
I don't know.
No, he don't do any of that.
That's why his
bands are always suing him.
And then he's in the house watching mad porno at the same time.
Yeah. I think he got something freaky going on.
Yeah.
He don't got no girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. He looked a little.
I thought he was married.
Yeah, he got it married, but you know, she found three closets of porno. Three walk-in closets.
He looked a little bit sweet to me.
Yeah, the other day he did on the gospel thing. I usually give him props, but the other day he was like,
I was shocked. You know, like, what is?
Should we forgive whoever made tight jeans? We should hang that person.
Mm-hmm.
When is skinny
jeans? Nah, we hang the kids for wearing that crap.
That y'all fellas just.
I don't wear that.
Well,
brother,
the ones.
They look like spandex. You know, they're the jeans that.
There's some guys that fit it though.
There's
a lot of dudes walking around with yeast infections right now.
Let me tell you something, man.
Most guys don't fit it, though.
I don't care what they say. They ain't going to last that long.
Listen, that
Calvin. I always know when a kid wear those jeans like that, then when they get locked up, they come back out wearing their pants straight for some scary reason, though. Like, you see about
any pair of jeans where you got to lay on your back and kick your legs in the air to get them off, man. That's a problem.
Uh-huh. How
your friend got to help you. Grab my ankles.
How are you supposed to fight somebody and both of y'all pants is to the ankles? Y'all both pulling up your pants while y'all swinging on each other. You ever see the kids fight now?
Yeah. Okay.
Both of them be pulling holding their pants. They be fighting with one hand nowadays.
It's like hockey.
Like, what, son? What, son? They be running from the police. The fat cop catches them now because their pants is hanging down. In my day, we run on the fat cop. My day, let me tell you something, cat. In my day, the cop could jump. We could be in the staircase 10 deep, in a little staircase. Cop coming, freeze. 5 seconds, boom, everybody scatter. Boom, doo, 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 boom, boom. All you hear on the staircase, boom, 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 cop's like, oh, damn. These kids now, they got fat cops thinking they fast and everything. You see, yo, I track them down. You see cops. You see the cop be like, we ran around the corner, we caught him, you know, you know, because the kid's pants is hanging down. You couldn't run. I'm telling you.
Got them thinking they Jesse Owens.
Yeah, got the little fat cop eating donuts on cops looking like a hero. Behind the scene, they got him on the ambulance with the tube on his mouth. We're going to edit this one out, Jim. Don't worry about it. But yeah, who else should we forgive? Should we forgive Michael Vick for fighting all them damn dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends on how you feel about dogs, you know. I mean, I don't believe in cruelty to animals, but I think his punishment was excessive.
I'm gonna tell you like this, man. From a dude who had pit bulls in the early days, you know. I was misled in the early days. When you first seen pit bulls. Now, nowadays, you shouldn't have been fighting. You should have been fighting pit bulls anyway. But, like, when pit bulls first became popular in New York City, it was probably like the 70s, 78, 79, a few other cats had them. And we didn't really know, because the dog was told, the people that, you know, that introduced you to the dog told you that the dog was meant to fight, the dog was this. You didn't learn the dog real true characteristic as a real humble, loyal, and you know, friendly dog. It just like the fight because the game in it, but with people, it was like the loyalist dog and the fight and die for his family. You didn't learn that back then. So now for Michael Vick to fight his dog now, the time he did, You can't forgive him for that because you knew that by that time. You know what I mean? By that time, it was more information on the pit bull. From the time when I got the pit bulls in the 70s, 78, 79, we didn't know that. All we knew in Harlem, like, this was Petey. You know what I mean? At the door, they had a little rascal. He the same thing. And that's how they promoted the dog, that it was like Petey. So you felt like you had, because you knew Petey was a smart dog, you know? And Petey was loyal to the little rascal, you know? So that's why you thought you wanted the dog. And then the fight and then the game, and, you know, that's what made the dog attractive at his fight, especially to anybody who was in the street, you know what I mean, in the early days, because that's who had pit bulls when they first came out. Most of the drug dealers dudes had pit bulls, and, you know, you see a dude who's getting a little money with a pit bull, because they used to cost a lot of money as opposed to now. So we can't forgive Michael Vick for it. Now we can forgive man, Big Boy, for what he's doing with the pit bulls, because he's made a pit bull, he's made another living bigger than he make on rap off of breeding pit bulls. So,
I mean, what
the
dogs,
the people? Yeah, he sells all the people. They all the stars got pit bulls from Big Boy, from Outkast, Snoop, the actors, all that. And he got nice big joints.
Wow.
He's preserving the breed, so. Anyway, I have to get into the dog thing, you know. When we get to the dog, you forgive me, you know what I'm saying? I get touchy, you know what I'm saying? Especially because it's pit bull breed, you know. I just. Now, who else should we forgive? Who else should we forgive?
What about Plaxico Burress?
For
shooting himself?
I don't think so. That's dumb.
No.
Yeah, you know, in the club.
I don't think he should have got jail time, though.
Nah, I don't think he should got jail time.
He shooting himself? No, he shot himself.
Yeah, that was dumb right there. You know, I don't know. But he shouldn't have got no jail time. I agree with that. So I can, you know what, since you said that, he caught a raw deal out of that, I can forgive him because he served his time. Plus, he shot himself.
Yeah. What about DMX for being a crackhead?
Oh my God. I love X.
Yeah, I
might forgive him. I might have to forgive DMX, you know what I mean?
Crackhead for life.
You know, tripped him.
This boy tripped him.
Tricked him, man.
He did.
Who, Jay-Z, right?
No. When he first got introduced to crack.
Oh, man. I know you were talking about when he talked about Jay-Z. You heard what he said about what Jay-Z did to him, right?
No.
Jay-Z dropped him off the label. Jay-Z retired and said he don't want to rap no more. Then he became the president of Def Jam, supposedly. Then he dropped everybody that was, you know, that was all the big stars off it and came back and put out albums himself as an artist.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if he really did that way, though.
It might have been some business to that, but you know, Jay-Z now is getting like a, can we forgive him for the shady business guy character? He's becoming like the Barry Gordy. He's getting a bad reputation as the Barry Gordy of hip hop.
Yes, we can forgive him.
She's from Brooklyn anyway, so that's all. Brooklyn people forgive Biggie, Jay-Z, M.O.P.
Fabulous.
The original 50 Cent.
No, I'm not mad at Fabulous, you know. Fabulous went to the club this week and spent $28,000.
Now, you're not mad at him, but first you were saying that was wrong.
I said I'm not forgiving Fabulous.
Oh, I forgive Fabulous. He made it rain. You know what? You know how much? You know what? $28,000. How much booty shaking they was doing up in there that night?
Man,
they were shaking their booty like they never shook their booty before. They probably were fighting, shaking their booty, throwing their booties against each other, shaking and smacking it, fighting each other with the booty.
Kevin Hart spent $7,000 on the butt.
I don't forgive him for that. You don't know, because a stripper got a sweaty butt. You know what I'm saying? So $7,000 for a sweaty butt in your face. I don't know if you need a stripper for that, bro. But like I said, the butt had to be amazing. Do you agree, Cap? To pay $7,000 to put it in your face?
Yeah, $7,000 for a booty, man. That's
it had to be, you know, Jennifer Lopez twin sister type. I don't know, you know, something had to be, you know.
I don't think any booty is worth $7,000.
This is
she better get out of here.
Well, yeah. Kevin Hart did.
Well, Fabulous spent $28,000 on a book.
But you believe Fabulous got more than for his money, man. I believe.
I'm pretty sure they
went home and
had a ball, so I guess Emily's
going to
be killing.
Well, I mean, Emily, man, I don't know. Emily needs to wake up, man.
Yeah,
you're
going
to
keep killing him. You're right.
I don't forgive Emily for just chilling like that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't forgive her for forgiving him.
Yep.
Exactly.
Do we forgive Olivia?
No.
For being corny as hell?
No.
No.
Olivia don't got no star, diva, nothing to her. She seems like...
She's just like the fade in the background.
Oh, this homegirl from the block that sings.
That
you know?
Chrissy.
Well, I don't know. Last time I seen it, they were interviewing it. It looked like her and Chrissy were too close.
Yeah. I don't know. Olivia, this is her second shot. She's blowing it. I guess.
But, you know, Olivia took a lot of bad press from people, man.
Yeah, but
she's
supposed to step on that. You know, moving.
When 50, you know, she got caught in 50, a lot of 50 battles, man. They was calling Olivia the man. You know, you don't know her role. You don't know what made her. She probably just tried to keep that happy face because a lot of maybe her role wasn't so happy.
Yeah, but she got to explore all of that on the show, and it seems like she's hiding something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably got some crazy stuff she ready to come on.
They said she's a man. You know, they already said that.
You don't have no kids, right?
Nope.
They said that's Oliver. Nah. I just messed around. I don't know. Who knows? She probably just don't want nobody to know her business.
Yeah, but she got to come harder, though. I don't know.
That December song was kind of tight, though, for a second. And it just died out real fast.
Yeah.
Like, for it to be on a TV show, you know what I'm saying? And the nicest it was for it to be on a TV show, you know, and they had her around producers that was writing hits for everybody else. All right, should we forgive Fat Boy and the Braxton sisters?
No.
Well, for what?
For just being an annoying couple.
We forgive the Braxton
sisters? No, I love them.
I think that's the best part of the show.
Yes.
Hmm? Yes, she is funny.
Oh my God, she's a head case.
Hey, she's the best part of the show.
Tamar. What's her name? Tamar?
Tamar.
Tamar.
I just don't see them, but I could see it. I can. Opposites attract.
Yeah, they're supposed to get their own show, actually.
But you know why she's rocking with son. Son is hot right now with
really
the music.
I really think she likes him because I know some small women that like big men.
There are women that like big men.
He be looking like he be ready to slap her sometime, though.
Yeah, he be tight.
Yeah, he probably do when the camera starts rolling.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know,
She
throw Lady Gaga in his face every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You got Gaga.
He just signed.
You got
Gaga too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all right. Now let's. I want to understand. Do you think Candy and T.I.'s wife? Do you think they got some forgiveness they need to give to each other? They don't ever say nothing about each other. They was in the group. They both on TV, and they never even took one never even drove to the other one's house or nothing.
Oh, no, they're friends. She came on Watch What Happens Live after the Housewives of Atlanta, Candy did, and she said they get along great.
Do you think they forgave Biggie?
Biggie?
Yeah, do you think they forgave Biggie?
For what?
Tiny
saying they were ugly?
Tiny and what's her name? You think they forgave Biggie?
For saying that they were ugly?
Basically.
I don't know.
You don't remember that?
They said the ugly escape. A few people called them ugly dope cat.
Yeah, a lot of people.
They were
just
hit up a record.
Look at Tiny. Look at...
Biggie made it very famous.
Yeah.
Biggie made it very famous.
Yeah.
He compared them to RuPaul. He said he would sooner sleep with a male. That you can't get no more disrespectful than that. Because you know you wouldn't sleep with a male.
Well, you know, they dressed them like boys, you know, they were down south.
And that was a style back then.
And you know what was back then? The industry was so crazy. Can you know this, Cap? Because when at one point in time it was about a farmer suit, a black boots, or anything for women, you know what I mean? Like if you look at The Boss, how she was dressing, and TLC, how they were dressing.
Yeah.
Hip hop women had to dress like that, yo. You know what I'm saying? I think they probably always looked at decent to the way they probably always want to be like they look now, but I think the industry had them looking like that because when they was out, just look how all the female artists dressed it back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomboy bag. Monica. You know
what
I'm saying?
Queen Latifah.
Monica looked pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Queen
Latifah.
Aaliyah.
Queen Latifah wasn't pretty at first.
She was chubby cute, but she grew pretty.
And then her chubby cute turned to being pretty as she got older in the industry, Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, Chips got stacked. Mm-hmm. Money always make you pretty.
Now, what you think about Rage?
Oh, boy. We can't forgive her for looking like that. I'm sorry.
Nah, Rage is cool like that. She get the cookies without the wrapper on it.
She still needs to get herself together. It's been years now.
So should we forgive, Lauryn Hill, crazy ass?
She went crazy. I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, nah, we still mad at her for not giving another
couple.
Should
we forgive her Wyclef for even being a couple? Because they were probably the craziest couple in the world. Two crazy people with guitars sitting on the hill. I can picture that. Lauryn Hill and Wyclef. Can you just picture them two together in a relationship?
Yeah.
They sing to each other, right? Looking at arguing with each other with a song.
Yes. Yes, I can picture that.
Oh, I'm not going to take out the garbage.
Oh, my God, man. Yo, should we forgive? Yo, I'm going to tell you, I don't forgive my homeboy when I was little. I had a homeboy, he said something the dumbest thing in the world, man. And I'm going to say his name, too. His name is Mark. Mark Watson.
Oh, wow. He getting full government.
I'm giving his whole name. Mark is listening to now. He's probably going to call in mad at me. Mark said, yo, I would get with Wilma Flintstone, man. Word. Yo, he told me that when we were about 18 years old. I said, what, son? Nah, let me make a Wilma look a little sexy. I don't feel Betty.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude, he didn't say the word Betty. I don't feel back then. It was a different word back then, but the word was, he wasn't feeling Betty, you know what I'm saying?
Betty was sexy in Wilma.
Oh, no.
Then, you know, Wilma, I don't know. What'd you,
at
what'd
18?
You...
Oh, God, you said you got to take Wilma, too.
I thought they all looked at the same. We should, because Wilma, Betty, George Jetson's wife, and every cartoon, all the ladies looked alike.
Yeah, they drew the same.
Mm-hmm.
The same artist.
Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera, right?
It's like six artists drawing everything.
Yep. Yeah, and they, all the women looked at the same. They just changed the voices.
Yeah, you're right.
Should we forgive Yo Gabba Gabba for turning our kids' minds crazy?
Ah, man.
Isn't that the one that...
That's the Backyardigans.
Okay, yeah.
We need to find out is Yo Gabba Gabba is a pervert, and that's it. DJ Mans is a pervert.
Like they found out about Barney, right?
Yeah, Barney's a pervert.
I think Barney was a pervert.
Oh,
Barney was a pervert.
Something was going on with somebody.
Oh,
look at Pee Wee Herman.
Say
Pee Wee Herman, you know.
Yeah, but he was a pervert for himself.
But they gave they put Pee Wee Herman back down. So for somehow he got him. They putting him back down.
All he did was touch himself a little bit.
Nah, he ain't touch himself. He rubbed one out in public.
Well, George Michael did worse than him.
He skeet the seats, and someone else probably came in there and sat in it.
Well, I mean, like, you just go to a porno
Kay Nicole is not old enough to remember the 42nd Street movie theater.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
I went to the Peep Show once.
Okay, excuse me. I'm not talking about the Peep Show. I'm talking about the theater.
They had the, I don't know about the theater.
We talking about the Peep Show with nothing in the theater.
The
you go to
the Peep Show thing.
Oh, that's nothing. The theaters. You be in there going to the pornos, and there'd be some older men in there jerking off.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You be the big screen, and there'd be like three pornos for $5. You see some old dude in the back go, this young guy, we go laugh. It's a joke that, oh, we in a porno movie. Oh, it used to be porno movies back in the day.
Yeah, there'd be dudes in there taking it serious. Like,
taking it serious, yeah.
God bless
that's
you,
right.
God,
they get mad at you, so we be in there laughing. They be like, shut up. You know, you be like, I'm sorry, mister. What you doing over there? Why your coat keep going up and down, mister?
Hell, but that's just nasty in itself. A bunch
exactly.
of people watching a porno movie.
Yep.
That was 42nd Street back in the days. 8th Avenue, boy.
Super
how you look around? You look around to the next person like, oh,
well,
hey.
Well, most of the young guys going there in a group, because like you said, with young guys, it was just, we sneak into a porno theater, you know what I'm saying? It was just like a thrill of we watching porno, because, you know, it was VHS's back then. It was before VHS's. It wasn't even, you know, that's the thing about it. It wasn't even VHS's then,
yeah.
You know, it was before
yeah,
you had a theater.
Yeah. Yeah, you had to have like a WHT or something.
Yeah, you had to have.
We're probably the only two that know what that is.
Yep, and Al Goldstein, Midnight Blue.
Only y'all fellas would, of course.
And
that
Benny
was.
Hill.
Back in the day,
that was porn for us.
Benny Hill.
Yeah, that was porn for us in the early days. Benny Hill. We thought Benny Hill was something. Then Al Goldstein came on the scene, and we were like, wow, this old man is crazy. ETS started going. Then Robin Berg came out, but then she messed it up because she crossed over, and then she ain't make up her mind which direction she wanted to go. Her show, she making a hell of a lot of money, Robin Berg,
yeah.
I'll tell you that. She's paid. Still singing that whack song, yeah. Baby, let me bang your bop.
That wig crazy.
Yeah, she's looking about 90 years old now, sitting in her G-string and everything. But listen, Jacqueline did it till he dropped. Boy, Jacqueline was wrinkled up with a cane.
He still was making
juices. Yeah, making juices. Jacqueline's jumping jacks. She's talking about making juices.
Making juice.
Jacqueline was making juices, but he used to be the exercise man. He was the aerobic man. Richard Simmons' ass got fat.
Should we forgive those Richard Simmons shorts?
Oh my gosh, should we forgive America for making somebody like Richard Simmons fucking famous? I mean, Kurt. But he got famous out of nowhere. Like, how we made this dude famous?
That's because he had energy.
He had a voice like somebody I know. I just can't remember. But his voice annoyed me like somebody else's voice I know. And I ain't gonna lie, man. He just was just like that, man. Richard Simmons, I remember that. Remember Richard Simmons?
Come on.
What are we going to do today? That voice, dude.
You can do it.
I'm ODing off that dude.
I'm a pony.
I think we got a caller, Chief.
Where? Oh, okay. I think I know who that is.
All
right. I was just chatting with.
Hello.
This is Debonair Patterson.
Hey, what up, man?
Hey,
ladies,
I was just
gentlemen.
Calling because I was watching your show right now.
Yeah.
Mhm.
How you like it?
It's good.
Yeah, you're on the radio now, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, this is my nephew, man. Debonair. Oh, I see you listening to the computer at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're a star now, little cuz. You know that?
Yeah.
Now we can ask him. Debonair, we were talking about forgiveness. What do you think about forgiveness?
Like, if somebody does something bad to you, you should just get over it and you can forgive them.
Yeah?
If somebody does something bad to you, and they say sorry after the fact, you should just forgive them.
Well,
like, cause there's nothing to fight over for.
What if they broke your favorite toy and then they didn't say sorry and ate your last peanut butter jelly sandwich? Then what?
I would be mad at them though. Cause they didn't say sorry.
Okay. Oh, you would if they didn't. But so if they say sorry, then everything is forgiven.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's good, man. I'm glad that you think that way, because when I'm coming over, I'm going to eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I'm just hoping that you forgive me.
Okay.
You know?
Only if you say sorry.
Yeah. You know, I'll say sorry, and then you can forgive me. I eat the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Let me ask you, where your daddy at? I want to tell a story about something that I ain't never forgive him for. This is something, man. It's a family show, family station.
No doubt.
That's why we try not to curse, because you never know. You know, we have the younger.
That's why I apologized earlier. I didn't.
He should be in bed, though. It's 11:40.
That's what I'm about to say.
You forgive daddy for not putting. Well, no, but he's about 11 years old.
Daddy,
I was staying up just late.
Daddy coming to the phone?
I mean, if you want to speak.
Yeah, I want to speak to Dad.
Daddy, you want to speak?
Hello?
KP, what's good?
What's up? What's going on?
How you been, brother?
Man, I've been chilling, just checking out the show as always.
All right. Feeling
the content and everything.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. You know you're family. You're part of the family.
That's what it is, man.
So we want to ask you something, man. What you feel about forgiveness, man?
Man, I think it's a good thing. It's good for your soul and body. When you forgive, you can move on. Then you won't, you're not stressed out and have those things on your mind. So, that's just my take on it.
Well, look, man, I gotta tell you, man. We on the radio, man, so I gotta do it to you, brother.
Uh-oh.
Can't talk to my brother, man. Let me tell you what I never forgave you for, man.
Uh-oh.
Now, we was kids, man. I don't know, well, if you old enough, you might remember this toy called Big Track. There's a little truck. He laughs because he knows. There's a little truck, and you program it, and it make all these noises. You can program it to roll out into the living room and pick up an apple and bring it back like it was hot. And my man just came walking in the house fast and stomped on it. It was like six wheels. And he clipped it, and two wheels popped off. And that was the end of it. That was the end of it. And I never forgave him for that. It broke my big, my favorite toy. It was the only thing I played with when I got it.
Well, I got one from him when me and him was little.
You didn't know what you did in school, and I asked you to call.
Sorry, I called. Uh-oh, let's go.
Do you remember when I was telling Cap about this? Do you remember, man, when we was in the pool, when we was little, and we used to go on a family little cookout? And we went to the Bronx.
Okay,
they told us to stop running. They told us to stop running. And I was running. They told me to stop running. I was running. The whole boy fell on my feet, almost killed himself. And you couldn't keep a secret. Soon we got back to the cookout, you told my mom and your mom what happened. You told, they said, they told Kevin to stop running. We had a body in the pool. I was running. Cap, homeboy tripped over my feet. He must have broke every bone in his body. He kid hot tail out of there now with our swim trunks and our towels.
Oh man, we got to find him for this show.
Save you.
He
we gotta find that guy.
Cause I ain't never come to the Bronx for a long time after that.
Oh man, please forgive me for that one. Yo, that's what it is, man. The show is great.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Good looking over that, man.
That's what it is. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right,
bro.
All right, peace.
Yeah, man. It was Kenny Pat, man, my brother. Big shout out to him and the family. He's a granddaddy, man.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of young granddaddies out here, man.
I'm gonna keep it a secret, brother.
You know?
Yeah.
Huh?
You need to keep
it. There's a lot of young granddaddies out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's young granddaddies out here, though. There's young grandmas out here, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, you know, we always have a great show, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to keep y'all on. I was actually supposed to play some music, man. I didn't even play no music. My turntable was just sitting right here, man. I don't know, you know.
Well, your turntable forgive you.
Huh? My first mind, they don't forgive me. They ain't going to forgive me. They wanted to get some spin off tonight. But that's all right, because it was a deep conversation, man. You know, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm glad y'all stood on. It was funny.
We ended up having another little forum, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Big shout out to my man Drinks on Russ. He come on tomorrow night. I think he got an interview.
Mm-hmm.
He has an interview. He's going to be making some health food drinks tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, man.
So make sure y'all tune into that Drinks on Russ. It's going to be a funny, you know, Russ, you don't know what Russ going to say, man. You know, Russ is a funny guy. We don't know what Russ going
to
say.
Yeah, we're going to have to put a collection of his moments, man, because he has moments.
Yeah.
I won't even say which one right now.
Russ, right? Huh?
But he made, there was one, I won't say right now, we'll put it in the best of, but he made me cringe, man. It was the first question he asked. And I was like, oh, this interview might go south from that question. But the guy didn't take it that way. But I was like, oh, no. Like, what did he say? Big shout out to Drinks on Russ, man. Russ, that's my dude, man.
Yeah, one day we're going to play the best of Drinks on Russ, some of the craziest things Russ ever said. We're just going to play a whole show of just the crazy things Russ say, man. I'm telling you. Anyway, what's coming up, Cap? Got anything else coming up, man? Anything you want to talk about? How's the gym going, man?
Oh, yeah, man. The first week was successful, man. A lot of people are pouring in, you know, and in that neighborhood, in that town, there's not much going on. And it's good to know that when the word went out that people are actually coming. You know, they're coming. They want to learn. I was told that a bunch of females came. They actually want to learn the box. And once they found out that you could learn how to box without actually getting punched in the mouth, they were very enthusiastic about it. So it was a very good first week, man. You know?
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
You know,
that's what's up.
It's growing, man. It's growing. I'm actually going to go out there. You know, I want to present a big shout-out to Capital, who runs it. Like I said, he'll always remain humble about it. So it's just my job to shout him out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm putting together a little something for him. I won't say it because he might be listening. But I'm putting a little something together for him. I'm going to come out next week, you know, make my grand appearance to the facility.
That's what's
up. Good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
also, shouts to Santana Basketball, he was heavily influenced by Showboat. You know, he had a good tournament last year, last summer. In Long Island, so he's doing another one coming up. He actually wanted some Showboat players to come out, but I gotta say, they got good players. They do, but they can't hang with Showboat. I told him that. Hey, my man, I love him, man. But Showboat,
we breed them, man. We breed them, man.
So you know, maybe we'll have them come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do a little All Star game, man. It's good for the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always good, man. Once again, for all you coaches out there that's definitely looking to get a team at Showboat. You know what I'm saying? You can hit us at. You can hit my man. What's it? Alondo Sullivan. A Sullivan at Showboat. SBCSE.com. That's what it is.
Showboat. Yep. Showboat. Showboat Classic Sports and Education, SBCSE.com.
Yeah, you can hear my man Alondo Sullivan there. And, you know, definitely we're going to, you know, Showboat is a tournament with the kids love the hot uniform. But kids be a star at. We got the grown men out there now. And that's another thing, Cap. Looking like, you know, we're getting close to getting some interviews and some prestigious magazines out there at the Showboat. I'm not going to say right now, but, you know, we're looking like we're going to step up and get a little bit more recognition. You know?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. But I mean, you know, when it's all said and done, it all comes down to the kids, man. It's about them.
Yeah, that's what I like.
That's what keeps me going with it. You know what I'm saying?
I love about the Showboat, man, is you see the next future kid, man. You know what I mean? I don't know if you people seen it on the Facebook page, my Kev Stu Facebook page, but yeah, each one of those kids, they came out the Showboat. I watched them grow. I watched them from when they was little kids. You know, especially Shannon Bobbitt, man, like to see when she was like one of the only female out there playing with the little boys and dominating, you know? And you know, when we had the vote, you know, we used to make the vote. We used to try to make them have something just like the NBA All-Star to make them feel big and like the Rucker. And we had the vote and the community, you know, a neighborhood in Harlem. She pulled like 600 votes to start an All-Star game. That was crazy. That was big for a basketball tournament in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
To even do a poll and get the kids voted in the All-Star, and 500 people voted for this young lady. And just to go on to see her to go play with the pros, man. I mean, to go on to go to play with Tennessee and to do their thing when they did their thing, even though, like you say, this guy took their shine, Imus.
Yeah.
Even though he took their shine. Well, you can also see that in the Showboat Classic documentary. You know what I'm saying? You can look at YouTube. Definitely go to YouTube and type Showboat Classic documentary. And you can see I talk all about that, me and Kappa and my man Big Boo and my man Jazz. We talk all about that in that documentary.
Well, they can go to the Showboat website. It's www.sbcse.com. Mm-hmm. And you can see everything. You can see highlights from dating back. Well, we got the highlights in the documentary, but then we also got highlights from, 2007 up to last year. So
yeah,
it's a lot to see. It's a lot of blogs. We talk. We even show where the kids have went from that point, like Jeremy Hazel, he from going overseas and trying out for the Suns and doing his thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we keep up with everybody's movements.
And we have a DVD that will be coming out real soon. Y'all stay in touch with us. We will let you know about the Showboat Classic DVD. It will be out real soon. Finishing up.
And just to go back again to Santana, we're actually gonna end up interviewing Santana for when his tournament's coming up. But I think we will bring an exhibition out to him because he's a real ambitious dude, man. He's real ambitious. I was proud of him, man. He put together the tournament really in like 2 months. And got a nice crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like I gave him some pointers here and there, but that was it, man. For the most part, he pulled it off by himself.
You gotta love what you do, man. Especially when you're doing this thing for kids, man. You can't never look at it to make no money. If you really look at it and you really truly want to help the kids and do something for kids, it's gonna work out. You know what I'm saying? Because God is going to be there for you because he see what you're doing. But if you're trying to do it and you're trying to make a dollar and you're trying to get rich off of it, it ain't going to work out because the only thing you're going to see is a dollar. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, like to me, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. The only thing you're going to see is a dollar, man. And I do it, man. Showboat, I've been doing it for going on 15 years now, man. And you've been with me, Cap, and me, you, Big Boo, Jazz, Tony Stans. Every summer, it's just the fun of seeing what kid becomes the next famous street ball player to me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I get out of it. You know, I sit at every game, you know, and people don't even know I'm a part of the Showboat sometime, and I just sit at every game and just watch games on the regular.
Yeah. Yeah, what school is Pinnock at, man? I'm looking at his picture we got on the page.
Mohawk Valley.
Yeah, my man, yo, that dude. He's impressive, man.
Yeah, Mohawk Valley, Devin Pennington, La Machine. And, you know, that's what I want to do, too, this summer. I want to have some of these guys come on here and trash talk to each other over the air before the game come on.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, like, you know the who play this week, have them on the air and let them talk to each other. And then you people that's in the New York City area, trust me, all you got to do is go look at the website, like my man Cap says, and you'll see you won't be let down. Some of the best games in the last 15 years in New York City New York City street ball history has gone down in the Showboat Classic. You know what I'm saying? Other than the pros coming out, you know, and making their names and doing that, the up and coming street ball, the best games, you know where they at, and everybody know where they at. They at the Showboat Classic.
Yeah, man.
Not too much about the show, but still looking for Shaba.
What?
You know, I'm just trying to find out where Shaba at, man.
Shaba.
You talking about the real Shaba?
The real Shaba.
Ling, ling, ling.
Didn't Shaba always sound like he was singing with like he was balancing a half glass of water in his mouth?
Oh, Chaba was a man when he was hot, though, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Chaba come out, crowd start rocking. I think that's what, because, you know, there's no more, like, reggae hip-hop like that no more, right? I mean, there's no more songs like that. No more reggae mixed with hip-hop, like, you know, chanting, ranking dudes. They doing it, but they went back straight to the reggae roots now.
Yeah, it's not like singing a lot more now. They're not really chatting.
Yeah. It's sound like T-Pain now.
Like pop.
Rihanna took their place.
They be sounding like T-Pain now, you know? They be...
yeah.
It don't be the same. But, you know, with Shaba, Cuddy Ranks, and Supercat, when they used to be out, there's no more of that type of...
No.
That used to be the joint.
Yeah, they always said...
What they doing now? The dances is... You know, broken neck, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, daggering. Daggering is sick.
Yeah.
They'd be like, did you see that, Snoop? Daggering?
Nah.
So they'd be humping, like yanking each other around, jumping on top of each other, breaking their scrotum. Yo. One, and then they do extremes. In Jamaica, they were like extreme. They were in the tree. And the dude was humping the woman, and he humped her out of the tree, and she plummeted to the ground. And that's the dance.
Wow.
And this is their dance. Like, it's too much going on. So
yeah, that's a little too much for me.
Well, come out, daggering.
Yeah. Shaba had you. You know, Shaba, it was Mr. Lover, man. It was the sexy thing. You know what I mean? The grown and sexy. I just didn't like Maxie Priest. He just seemed to fake to me. Yo. I just feel. I liked everybody but Maxie Priest. He just, I don't know, his dance steps, nothing seemed that Jamaican to me. Even though he was Jamaican, but he just didn't have that reggae swagger, like, you know.
There was no rhythm to it.
Yeah, he just seemed like, you know, he seemed like he was pop, you know.
Yeah.
You know who I hate, who I never forgive, that if I could, I'd whip his ass? Billy Ocean. I hate him. Oh my God, I used to hate the radio when that joint come on. When the going gets tough, I was like, they made this dude.
Yeah.
He was Captain. I'm trying to take it. He's Captain Sellout, man. Like on the pop charts, man.
I agree.
He was nothing reggae about him. He didn't even sound reggae no more. Like.
Yeah, I see.
George Michael or, you know, Kenny Loggins or somebody. You know what I'm saying? He sounded like, you know, one of those dudes. One group that I forgive, man, and they went through a lot, and even one of them killed themselves, like we all know, is Milli Vanilli.
Oh, really?
Oh, I forgive them.
Yeah, right? One of them killed themselves, right, Cap?
Yeah.
I forgive them.
I can't remember which one of those, Vanilli or which one of them.
I think it was the light skin one.
But I forgive them because they only did what any brother would have did, man.
Yeah,
took a chance
yeah.
to get to be a star, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They ain't do nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just mad that they would even go on the stage after the fact and try to sing the song normally.
Because you know what, they was hyped up, man. They was hyped, yo. They was rolling for a while,
but
man.
They was already out. I would have been like, no, I'm not singing.
That was like, you know, you could win, Jesse. Back then, boy, we was gassed up, man. We did everything, you know. Jesse Jackson, they had no momentum of like Obama had, but Jesse thought he could win.
Huh.
Yeah.
Still mad.
He looked at Obama. I don't know. He looked at like he was happy. He did look like he was happy, but then he looked at like he said, "This bastard."
Exactly what he said.
Took my history shine. Light skinned mother. Obama brought the light skinned brothers back on a bigger level, boy. Well, anyway, man, we had a great show.
Definitely.
I want to thank everybody who tuned in and listened in. I'm sorry we ain't played no music, but I bet we kept y'all interested. Anybody want to say something before we really click off real fast?
I want to say peace.
Good night.
And with the transition.
Hello, good night.
Peace.